Senior Education Officer in charge of early childhood education, Gwyneth Cambridge, said they hosted a wide number of programs last year. She also outlined some of these programs, which include training for teachers and personnel responsible for preparing meals for preschool children, as well as a disaster response program for preschools.
We did do a good touch, bad touch workshop with parents and early childhood practitioners, and that was done in conjunction with National Mobilization and UNICEF. It was a step onwards from the Break the Silence campaign. It was very effective. And as a result of that, we want to continue parenting workshops for this year. Another thing that we would have looked at last year was the whole aspect of, getting our practitioners prepared in the case of disasters. And we had a number of workshops with disaster preparedness and emergency response.
Mrs. Cambridge said part of their major focus for this year will be to continue the work they have already done in disaster management at preschools. She said they will also be revising the school's curriculum, starting with early childhood education.
For this year, we want to continue getting them prepared in the case of some emergency, some disaster. If it happens, God forbid, and the children are in school, they would know how to deal with that. So our focus this year is to help them to develop a disaster response plan. Quite a number of our preschools just have one exit and entrance. In addition to that, we are going to be focusing heavily on revising our curriculum. We started last year by having a workshop for the kindergarten teachers.
Mrs. Cambridge said they continue to do all this work as they seek to improve the delivery of early childhood education while ensuring a smooth transition from preschools to the primary school.
First of all, it is to improve the quality of early childhood services that is being offered here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Early childhood can no longer be regarded in the same light as it used to be some 10, 12 years ago. We have moved beyond just having children coming and playing, because our education system has evolved in such a way that children need to start the formal education in primary school developmentally ready. So we want to have that aspect of school readiness in our preschoolers, because it is going to set the foundation really.
Senior Education Officer in charge of early childhood education, Gwyneth Cambridge. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.